Morning, Anthony. How are you this morning?
I'm all right. How are you going after the footy on the weekend?
I'm looking forward to the game this week between the Cats and the Tigers.
It's going to be a big one, isn't it, Saturday?
It should be very good. I'm hoping the Cats get up.
All right, you're going Cats?
With no confidence.
Who do you normally... You're a Port boy, aren't you?
No. Oh, watch your mouth out. Shoot. A Melbourne supporter.
Are you Melbourne?
Yeah, absolutely. I was actually signed up. That was my baptismal present, Melbourne membership.
Was it really?
Yes. So my godparents were mad keen Melbourne supporters.
Okay. You got any? You haven't got any links to actual Melbourne town, though, have you?
I grew up in Melbourne.
Oh, really?
So that was the link, but you'd be surprised how many Melbourne supporters are in the Riverland.
I thought you were a Riverland boy, born and bred.
No. It just looks like I've been here that long.
Gosh, they're a riggin. I didn't know that.
I'm a riggin.
Yeah.
So that's about the state of the football. And in agriculture, things are tracking along quite nicely. We had some beautiful weather, like not too hot, not too cold, just it's perfect living weather, isn't it?
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. So everything looking all right still? All the crops looking good? Everyone's happy?
I can honestly say I don't think I've ever seen the state of things looking this good ever. It's the season we had, the beautiful winter, some good rainfalls over winter, the expression of the buds and flowers this year and the setting of crops has been amazing. It looks really, really good. The shape of some of the fruit that's been growing at the moment looks really, really good. So it's overall, forget about all the political manifestations that's going on with China and whatever, because that's out of our control at the moment. And so that's probably where we're at the moment. Things are just trudging along quite nicely.
Now, we're big on not counting chickens, but, geez, you could confidently start thinking about it, I think.
Well, you're right. Until everything's in the truck and it's gone to market, you're never quite sure, but it looks really good in terms of fruit quality, the definition of the wine grape, the bunches and the grapes look really good. Citrus has had a very nice flowering. Almond crops look pretty positive. The cereal crops, a really nice mild finish should give them really good grain quality this year. So in a politically tough year in terms of, you know, with the Chinese market looking quite, you know, that's a crystal ball you don't want to be trying to gaze into. Other than that, from the growing side of things, things look pretty promising.
Sorry to put a bit of doom and gloom on it, but what's the worst thing that could happen at this point between now and harvest?
Well, I suppose the hardest thing will be the forecast of the La Nina, and what does that mean in terms of storm events that come through? So it will mean that probably people will need to be more aware of fungus issues than they would not normally have to be. That you take more of a preventative stance, knowing that if this does come through like it did in 2011, where we do get a lot of rain coming late over summer with summer storm events coming down from the north, that could actually create, you know, botrytis, late season botrytis, or some fungal issues like round spot alerts and things like that. But, you know, we're normally, it's a mild chance for us, probably worse for people in the Adelaide Hills or down the southeast, but it's a risk with this sort of weather that events has been forecast. It doesn't happen all that often, it's a 1 in 10 year event, so we're seeing people being more proactive with preventative fungicides than they would normally be, because you normally don't have to worry about it, but people are getting on the front foot a little bit more than they would because the climate's suggesting that the ducks are lining up that way for this coming season.
Love it. And if you've got any questions, get in touch with somebody like yourself who knows a bit more about it, knows just the right potion to put on the plants.
Look at that. Not a problem. Okay, Anthony.
All right. You have a great week.
Breakfast with Anthony Millick, weekdays from 6 on 5RM.